On Sunday nights here at Grace Church, for many months, we have been dealing with very important matters of theology, great doctrines that are critical for our understanding of the Christian faith and therefore our service to the Lord. And tonight, I want to embrace one that is certainly foundational. I want to call it the theology of creation, the theology of creation. Creation is a theological issue, not a scientific issue. Theology is the only source from which we have any information about creation. Any study of creation must come in the framework of theology because it is a word from God. Theology, by the way, used to be called the queen of the sciences. It was called the queen of the sciences because, in the final analysis, the ultimate reigning truth is theology. Biblical theology, the revelation of God in Scripture, trumps all other sources of information and knowledge. And so, for centuries, creation was a theological issue, not a scientific one. And then came Darwin. And Darwin confiscated the subject of creation out of the realm of theology and tried to put it into the realm of human knowledge and did no service to mankind. If we want to understand creation, if we want to understand origins, if we want to understand how the universe came into existence and everything that is in it, we have to look at theology, not science. And the source of theology is the Word of God in which God speaks. The Bible is not theory. The Bible is fact. The Bible is reality. The Bible is truth. No matter what subject it addresses, but particularly with regard to origins, since no one was here when God created. We have only His eyewitness account. And when the Bible speaks with regard to creation, or when it speaks with regard to origins, it speaks truly. It speaks factually. And